This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. New York State's new minimum wage bill will not be indexed to inflation. Instead, Governor Cuomo's wage bill raises the minimum wage to only $9 an hour in 3 years. Too little, too late. We need a real minimum wage increase that lifts people out of poverty and enables them to adequately support their families.
Governor Cuomo's minimum wage law also excludes hundreds of thousands of tipped workers from receiving an increase and fails to allocate any resources for labor law enforcement to investigate workers' complaints of employers' rampant violations of a failure to pay the minimum wage.
But the Coalition for a Real Minimum Wage Increase is campaigning for a real minimum wage and to strengthen minimum wage law and its enforcement. Let's head to their rally and hear from Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, State Senator Jose Peralta, and members of the Coalition for a Real Minimum Wage.
Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal.
Thank you so much. Well, I represent the Upper West Side and parts of Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. So I want to lend my voice to the fight for a living wage. A minimum wage of only 7 1/4 is not enough to make this happen. Instead, a minimum wage that we have in this state has turned New York into the state with the biggest income gap between the working poor and the wealthy in the U.S. And though we passed a minimum wage increase package this legislative session from $8 at the end of this year to $8.75 at the end of next year and finally to $9 at the end of 2015, such amount is significantly lower than what workers should really be making. In addition, tip workers were left out of the deal. The governor opted to give the state wage board the latitude to determine future increases for tip workers. Now, the wage board has until the end of this year to first make recommendations on how much tip wages should be raised and when. But that's something we're all going to be keeping an eye on. And going forward, we might have to do legislation or some kind of action to make sure that tip workers are brought up to the same wages that salaried wages are. So economic inequality is crippling our communities. Wages have not kept up with rising prices and basic everyday needs. And it's imperative that we support a further increase in the minimum wage here in New York State. In Oregon, the minimum wage is $8.95. In Washington State, it is $9.19 right now. And in Connecticut, our neighbor, it's $8.25. So that's something we definitely have on our agenda. We also have on our agenda the problems facing our wage workers. So not only do we have to address the workers not getting a living wage and adequate overtime, but there is a problem with enforcement in this state. The ability of workers to collect lost wages, to collect wages that are awarded in a judgment by courts because the owner of the restaurant or the establishment has treated the workers illegally. So, for example, the Saigon Grill was a very popular and prosperous restaurant on the Upper West Side. The delivery workers were wonderful. You ordered, and it was almost sometimes literally, you put the phone down and the worker was at your door. But we found out that they had such oppressive conditions. And they had to keep making deliveries quick in order to earn even the money that was owed to them. If something happened to their bicycles, it was up to them to pay for fixing it. If they slammed the door in the restaurant, they were fined hundreds of dollars. Just horrible conditions. So finally, 36 delivery workers went to court, and court awarded them $4.6 million. That was good. The Simon and his wife went to jail, and new people bought the restaurant. Now, the new people who bought the restaurant were in my office. The new owner said to me, no problem. I am going to pay the workers what is still left to them. It was about $1 million, and he said he would hire back all the workers. Well, guess what? He lied to me, he lied to the workers, he lied to the judge, he lied to everybody by saying that he would make it up to the workers. So there were constant protests. The word got out around the neighborhood. And what happened? They closed. These workers now lost out on the money that was owed to them. The problem is the system delivered us justice on the one hand, but on the other hand, we can't get the money or the jobs back for those workers because the guy suddenly decided he's going bankrupt. The same thing happened with a nail salon on 67th Street, and a woman named Susan Kim took a break, and then she was fired. The business changed its name, so she couldn't collect the dollars that were awarded her from the judge. So, I have a bill. The bill would make New York State a wage lien state. That would mean that workers could file a lien against the property of the owner and present claims for unpaid wages. It would also create a right of action for the Commissioner of Labor or the Attorney General to file a wage lien on behalf of aggrieved workers. So what this means is that we will now have a mechanism for aggrieved workers to finally get justice. So when the court awards them the money, the owners of the restaurants or the service will not be able to just say, I'm out of business, I changed my name, I have no assets, because the workers can file against them, which they can't do now. And so we're going to march on in the future, starting in January when session begins, to pass this law, to put the Department of Labor on notice, to put the state of New York on notice, and to put unscrupulous business owners on notice that we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to fight. We're going to fight harder. We're going to fight back. And we're going to win justice for workers. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Now we're going to turn to Senator Jose Peralta.
My district is affected by so many issues, but the number one issue that everyone talks about is jobs. Jobs, 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 and how much can we get paid when we get these jobs? That's why increasing the minimum wage is so important. I want to target an industry that has been talked about for a while, and that's the fast food workers. Fast food workers across the country have made headlines over the past several months with their day-long strikes to demand higher wages. It's a just and important struggle that deserves and needs the support of all Americans. Now, the restaurant industry employs more than 4 million fast food workers. Many of those workers earn as little as $7.25 an hour and receive no health insurance or even get paid sick days. Many have to rely on food stamps and Medicaid to get by. By contrast, top executives at companies like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Olive Garden are paid millions of dollars a year. In a matter of hours, those executives make more than a full-time minimum wage worker does in a year. During the 1960s and the 70s, a minimum wage job could support a family of three. The same job today isn't enough to keep a family out of poverty. In 1968, the real value of the minimum wage was $10.65. An increase today to the proposed $10.50 federal minimum would not even bring the minimum wage fully back to the 1968 standard. Here in New York, we have passed to increase the minimum wage. Unfortunately, it's not going to go up to $10.50 an hour. It's not going to be indexed to inflation. And worst of all, the increase is attached to an abomination called the minimum wage reimbursement credit, the tax break for businesses approved by the state legislature in April, along with an increase to the New York's minimum wage. So it was attached. Estimated to cost up to $66 million a year when fully implemented. The tax credit will end up doing two very bad things. First, it will lead to the discrimination against older, low-wage workers. Second, it will make the minimum wage the maximum wage for teens, regardless of their skills or their performance. Now, how will it manage to achieve these two entirely undesirable outcomes? Well, by using our tax dollars to help some of the largest, most profitable companies on the planet for a modest increase in New York's minimum wage from $7.25 today to $9 in 2016. Although 90% of New York's lowest wage workers are 20 years of age or older, this tax credit will dangle anywhere between $1,500 and $2,800 in front of employers for every adult worker they manage to substitute with a student between the ages of 16 and 19. So for a company like Walmart, those subsidies will add up to an estimated $20 million over the next 5 years. And because Walmart and other employers lose their subsidy if they pay a teen a penny more than the minimum wage, they have a powerful incentive to not give raises. If you're a 20-something-year-old, for example, making, say, $8.50 an hour at McDonald's, the state of New York is going to pay your employer to fire you and hire a teenager at minimum wage. And if you're that teenager who gets the job, the state of New York will pay McDonald's to never give you a raise and then to fire you when you turn 20. It is nuts and insane. So we need to stop this credit that New York State has given to big companies. We need to focus on this tax credit. We need to repeal it. I have a bill to repeal this tax credit.
Thank you, Senator. Now we want to hear from you. What problems are you facing? What do you think needs to be done about it? So I want to invite people to come up. Vincent Cao, Carlos Rodriguez, Maggie Martinez.
我的老板只是把他的房子转到他朋友的名下。这个餐馆呢，关掉几个几天或者一星期，重新开了。五粮液就不叫五粮液。This
is Vincent. He was a waiter in Manhattan for over 10 years. As a waiter, each week we work generally 60 to 70 hours. The wage weekly comes out to around 300. So we finally got fed up and decided to sue our boss for non-payment of minimum wage and overtime. So we started the lawsuit in 08, but we didn't get a decision until the end of 2010. So the restaurant is pretty famous. It's called Wulang. Yes, in Manhattan. But I have the judgment from the court in my hand, but I have no money from the boss. What the boss did was he transferred to his house under a friend's name, and then he closed down the restaurant for a week and changed the name. And even my attorney told me there's nothing else that we could do about it. I also went to the labor department with a colleague of mine to file a complaint today against the restaurant. So I asked the labor department guy, how should I follow up with you? And the guy gave me a phone number, and I said, also, I should call this number to follow up. And the guy said, oh, there's no rush. Call back in a year. By calling back in a year, he didn't mean that he will have some update for me in a year. What he meant was they will begin the investigation in 1 year. And I told him, well, you know, that's crazy. And the guy said, there's nothing we can do, lack of resources. So I think, you know, a lot of improvement need to take place in terms of law enforcement, or else workers wouldn't want to come out and fight, because even if you won, you wouldn't get anything.
Next is Carlos Rodriguez.
Yo trabajé en Domino's Pizza, siendo de libre, trabajando más de 60 horas a la semana, ganando 4.40 la hora.
I worked at Domino's Pizza as a delivery person for over 60 hours, making $4 an hour. Domino's Pizza would steal 20 hours of paid wages from me every week. I did not receive any benefits, lunch breaks, or any types of breaks or a minimum wage while I worked there. And when I finally complained about the conditions, I was fired. In 2007, I filed a complaint through the Labor Department to complain about the hours and wages that have been stolen from me. I didn't hear from the Labor Department since I filed my complaint in 2007, and finally, they let me know that they had resolved my case and that Domino's Pizza will pay me $365 for the 2 years of wages that I had. This new law from Cuomo is ridiculous because it excludes tip workers and restaurant workers. Instead of giving subsidies to companies, he should work towards improving labor conditions and labor laws. We want a fair minimum wage for all.
Gracias.
My name is John Medina. I'm with Community Voices Heard. The minimum wage increase of $9 an hour over 3 years, enacted by Governor Andrew Cuomo, simply is not enough. In order for working families to remain above poverty, existing minimum wages, they must include tipped workers. be at least $12 an hour. Today, not over 3 years. We got to do it today. Meanwhile, people receiving food stamps and social services are forced to work without wages called WEP, Work Experience Program, while cleaning subways, parks, and city offices next to workers earning a living wage is modern-day slavery. The city uses the minimum wage to determine the number of WEP hours. Elected officials always reject raising wages, claiming New York City will lose business due to labor costs and restrict new hiring. Even though Mayor Bloomberg, with the private sector, sanctions losing millions of taxpayer dollars in wasteful projects. Projects such as Whole City Time. But asking sustainable living wages to keep families out of poverty is outrageous. All workers must unite. Let's fight for real living wages. Today, not tomorrow, today, support Lyndon Rosenthal's legislature. Let's get these laws passed.
My name is Maggie Martinez. I'm here to speak to you about Andrew Cuomo's minimum wage law. I'm over 50 and doing interviewing and hiring processes. I've experienced age discrimination. Governor Cuomo's minimum wage law clearly states that it will subsidize companies such as Walmart to hire employees between the ages of 16 and 19. This new law promotes age discrimination. In fact, it will also jeopardize current older workers, most of whom are women with children. Unemployed New Yorkers, such as myself, will continue to be discriminated. This law does not help nor encourage employees to hire or even consider me as a possible prospect. In fact, it does the opposite. My hope in that addressing this issue, we can help encourage fairer hiring practices.
Joanne.
大家好，我是宋德平，是指甲工人。 在指甲行业里面已经有个十年的时间了，所以说我在这里代表指甲行业。
I am a nail salon worker, so I want to share my experience in this industry with you today.
So
base wage is extremely low, it's less than $20 a day. And, you know, we face a lot of abuse from the boss. So by abuse, I mean verbal abuse and even physical abuse. So under that situation, me and several colleagues, we file a lawsuit against the employer.
So within a span of 4 to 5 years, we won before the labor department, before the state court, and before the higher court. But all I got was a piece of paper that didn't do me a lot of good. The boss used a lot of different methods to transfer his assets and file for bankruptcy. And this boss is a famous boss in Long Island. And his action has a negative impact upon the entire nail industry because he got away with it. Therefore, with this coalition, I think we should use this as an opportunity to join forces and change the law. Only if we change the law, then we can get a real minimum wage and live the lives of normal people. Because, you know, with nail workers, as opposed to say if you work in a restaurant, we face a lot of health hazards. Therefore, let us all unite and fight for our own rights.
My name is David Tu. I just want to speak from the perspective of a young person. It wasn't too long ago that I was in college. I was studying engineering at CUNY. You know, I worked a lot of minimum wage jobs in order to put myself through school. I had to work 2 minimum wage jobs, back to back, 60 hours a week. Just want to say, Governor Cuomo thinks that he's doing young people a favor by subsidizing these low-wage jobs. He's really not. $9 an hour damn well can't feed a family. And it sure hell couldn't feed me, a young man. And I'm sure it couldn't feed any single person out there either. Governor Cuomo, the young people in this country don't need slave jobs. We do need a real minimum wage. Another thing that I want to say is, you know, I've heard a lot of really powerful stories tonight. You know, people who have been working really hard, not getting paid what they should, you know, and I think it's a damn shame. What the hell is Governor Cuomo thinking? What kind of person would allow these criminals, you know, to basically run rampant like this and steal billions of dollars from hardworking people? You know, like a lot of people have been saying tonight, right? $9 an hour, it's ridiculous. And I say, you know, we can't allow these big corporations, we can't allow blood-sucking politicians like Cuomo to, you know, stab us in the back like that, especially since we're the ones who make New York State run, and we make this damn country run, you know? So I say, you know, it's time. Why don't we all get together, right? Why don't we take the fight to Governor Cuomo's backyard? Let's show him, you know, every day we make the city run, and we damn well will take it to him. It's time. It's time for a change. Thank you.
I'm some worker from Jin Fong Restaurant. My name is Hua Zhong. So I've been working there for 7 years. My base wage comes to $5.30. I work 40 hours a week. And adding the so-called tips, my wage comes up to less than $8 an hour.
So by tips, I mean on a weekday, I get a few dollars a day. And then on a weekend, it's a little bit better, like, you know, $30 or so. But in a week, the tips that I get amounts to around $100.
You know, faced with rising inflation, everything has gotten more expensive, but I don't see any increase in our wages. That's why we're here today to fight for a real minimum wage increase.
Okay, thank you, everyone. There are some common themes. So number one, people think Cuomo's minimum wage increase is a sham. It's a joke. People are saying this is like poverty wage. It's creating slave wage jobs. Do people agree that Cuomo's increase is a sham?
Yes.
That it's not fair that tipped workers are excluded from a raise. Do people agree? I mean, is it fair?
No.
Enforcement. There's no enforcement. That people are getting away with murder. I think one person said it's like criminals, that people are stealing billions of dollars from us and we can't collect. Whether we go to the Department of Labor and then are told, as one gentleman said, come back in a year, or whether we file lawsuits and get a judgment in court, but then cannot collect a penny. Is that fair?
No.
It's crazy that Cuomo, meanwhile, is subsidizing the corporations over the next 5 years, millions of dollars of our taxpayer money that they're going to benefit. Is that fair?
No.
If we feel that these things are not right, how do we move forward to address them? We need to make sure that the governor put into the budget money for the Department of Labor for enforcement. There needs to be legislation like Linda Rosenthal's that to change the law, to strengthen the law, so that people can collect the money that you're owed. Working people need to do something, need to step up and do something together now. Moving ahead, we need to get together and plan something together.
Yes.
We should take this to Cuomo's backyard.
Yes.
Organize.
Yes.
Joanne Lum, this was an energizing forum with some legislative members present, with organizers and different community groups present. So where do you see going now in the agenda that really you folks have been pursuing for quite some time?
Now, people are ready to really organize even broader. Like, I think people talked about how it hits all kinds of workers, and people are really feeling it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stories that people talked about tonight really speak to it. I mean, the experiences of not being able to survive.
Several people said to me afterwards, like, we got to make Cuomo try to live on minimum wage. See how he likes it. You know, let him be a tip worker. See how he survives. That's what we're going to go and convey to him when we go up there. You don't know what working people have to do to support our families. And so I think we're going to get out there and spreading the word. People also talked about how we need to call upon our governor to put resources into the Department of Labor. People talked about the enforcement question as a big one, both enforcement of the current minimum wage overtime laws. I mean, it's a joke that people go to the Department of Labor and are told to come back in a year. There are 15,000 some open cases there. You see, obviously, there need to be more resources put to the DOL. As we galvanize the movement, put pressure to make that happen. But I think also these legislative initiatives, like Linda Rosenthal's initiative, is an important one. Like, even when you stand up to file a complaint at the DOL or sue in court, over and over again, we hear that workers just win a judgment that means nothing monetarily. This is so discouraging. I mean, one man who spoke tonight, the way he told his story, and then he just sounded so sad. We have a good forward movement. Now we just need to follow up and bring more people on board.
You know, one of the interesting things, just in a conversation with Ricky Blum, who's an employment law attorney, he said, you know, one of the things that taking it to the city council that should be raised is Domino's should not be allowed to be licensed to have the franchises, for example, in the city parks and ballparks and various other venues. So you think that we have to be creative in how we figure out what we can do to tackle these grotesque manifestations of employers that are really ripping off the blood, sweat, and tears of the workers.
We do need to be creative, because meanwhile, these scofflaw employers, they're coming up with all kinds of tricks. And I think with the Domino's, that is one example where the law is very weak and allows this subcontracting system to be one in which the top entity, the big dog who makes a ton of money at the top, hide behind the system and say, those aren't my employees. The more that workers come forward, like the Domino's workers, and also make demands, like, of the corporation, the corporate head, you've got to take responsibility. The more we do that, we can also build towards changing the law around subcontracting. That's a big thing, because it's so prevalent now.
Well, maybe that'll be one of our first agenda items, along with freezing rents in terms of the city with a de Blasio administration. The same lawyer also said, keep our expectations low, but push for the sky. Well, Joanne Lum from the National Mobilization Against Sweatshops, thanks for putting this together, and we'll see you in Albany, if not on the streets of this city.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.